learning the Maamar Kibayim as the Yechaper Aleichem, the Tar Eschem, the Kolchat Hesechem, the Fnei Hashem to Torah. Page Chaf Hei, side Gimel of Achrei Mois. On this day, Hashem will atone for you and purify you from all your sins. In front of Hashem, you will be purified. Why does it say Yechaper Aleichem instead of Yechaper Hashem Aleichem? Hashem will atone for you. Instead, it just says atone for you. And what does it mean, Lefnei Hashem to Torah, that you'll be purified in front of Hashem? So Alter Rebbe explains that we know that Hashem creates the world all the time. He didn't just create the world once when he said the 10 utterances, but those same 10 utterances, Hashem is constantly speaking, so to speak, and with this, he is constantly creating the world. Now, it says that a king does not speak about simple matters. A king who has gold and silver and diamonds doesn't talk about earthenware type of stuff. So Hashem, who is completely infinite and limitless, for him to speak words that create a physical limited world is not at all on his level. And in order for Hashem to want to do this, Hashem did it originally without us deserving to be created because we didn't exist yet. Hashem did it out of pure kindness. But in order for Hashem to want to continue to do this, we have to do something to earn it. The pasuk says Hashem is Eish Oichlo, he's a burning fire. Just like a fire needs fuel in order to burn, whether it's wood or a wick and oil, so too for Hashem's words to continue being said and the world to be created, there needs to be something in this world that is deserving of that. An appropriate action that we do in order to deserve Hashem's revelation into this world. Now, when Hashem created the world, he created realms of Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, creation, formation, and action, and they correspond to thought, speech, and action. So within the mitzvahs that we do, which is what causes Hashem to want to create the world, because that is the ultimate purpose of Hashem creating the world, for the revelation of his will in this world of Torah and mitzvahs. Within the Torah and mitzvahs, there are those connected to thought, speech, and action. Primarily, it's tefillah that is about thought. Davening is mainly about our concentration and our devotion to completely give ourselves over to Hashem within the context of davening. Torah is mainly with speech. We have to speak the words of Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah. And of course, the mitzvah of tzedakah is a primary example of the mitzvah that is related to action. Now, just like when you have a fire, the fire that's on a wick is very refined, but it's small. And the fire that's on wood, for example, is not so refined. It's kind of, up and down all the time and different colors, but it's a much bigger fire. So too, the revelation of Hashem that comes into this world through our thoughts and davening is a much more refined revelation, but it doesn't have the same impact on the world. Whereas the impact through our speech and action mitzvahs is much greater, even though it's not the same quality of light that we bring about through our davening. Now, just like all of these actions create honor of Hashem in this world, there are actions that are just the opposite, that they create disgrace. And this is when we speak, think, and act in a way that goes against Hashem's will. This brings disgrace and dishonor to our neshama. So instead of it elevating our neshama with the proper thought, speech, and action, which is compared to a reed which you bend down, and then if you tie something to the end and it flips back up, it brings it up to a very high level. On the contrary, when a person sins, it's like a slingshot that flings him very far away from Hashem. Now, in Yom Kippur, it's a special time to do tshuva and to once again reconnect with Hashem's will like before the person sinned, to bring the person's neshama back to its source the way it was connected with Hashem. And the way to do this is because tshuva is relating to the source of the fire. Tshuva relates to the 13 attributes of mercy. And the 13 attributes of mercy, when Hashem revealed them to Moshe, Moshe was put in the cleft of the rock. And that rock is called a tzur. A tzur is also a name for a flintstone. The flintstone is what makes fire, so it's the source of the fire. So too, when a person does tshuva, he can connect to Hashem the way Hashem is the source of the Torah and the mitzvahs. When a person connects to Hashem in that way, it's beyond the specific Torah and the mitzvahs. so he can get to a level that is higher than the Torah and the mitzvahs themselves. And that's why he is forgiven for all of his sins. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Drudaya, after living a life of sin, did such a high level tshuva, he expired, and Hashem said he's invited to the world to come. That's because he connected to Hashem, that is the source of the fire, that's beyond the Torah and the mitzvahs, which is the very source of all the revelations in the world to come. Connected to the source, he had all of the revelations from that source. And this is why we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Alecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kekedem. Normally, in order to receive such a high revelation, we have to do something to deserve it. We ask that Hashem should inspire us to do something. He shouldn't wait for us to deserve that inspiration. Just like Kekedem, when Hashem created the world, he did so on his own, out of his kindness. Hashem in his kindness should also reveal to us and help us achieve that yearning to connect to Hashem in the way of a Baal Tshuva, which will then reconnect us to Hashem in a way that is beyond the Torah and the mitzvahs, and therefore we will be forgiven for any shortfall in that area. This is why we say, "Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem," on this day of Yom Kippur, which is a special day of that level of revelation, Yechaper Aleichem, Hashem will atone, but it doesn't say the name of Hashem, because it's coming, the atonement is coming from a level that is beyond any name. And that's what it says, Lefnei Hashem Tator, you'll be purified in a way of Lefnei Hashem, beyond the revelation of Yudke Vavke, which is within this world. It's a level of Hashem that is completely beyond the world. I wish you a wonderful day.